Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. This month's Wednesday episodes are centered around moral values, the top five moral values that I hold dear to my heart, that I strive to uphold, and that I hope to instill in my own children. These include honesty, integrity, personal responsibility, accountability, and hard work. Today is all about honesty and how honesty is the best policy. Honesty is seen as a moral value, a virtue, a characteristic that is important and that we should all strive to carry out. But what does being honest mean? It means telling the truth, being truthful, sincere, ethical, being able to be trusted and respected, being genuine and fair and reliable. It also means not likely to cheat, steal, or lie, and being free of deceit. So if that's being honest, then what is being dishonest? Well, it's the opposite. You're prone to lie, you're prone to cheat, steal, deceive, and this includes theft, robbery, fraud, embezzlement, plagiarism, a whole host of things. You really can't be trusted. You can't be believed or respected. Dishonesty also includes those little white lies, those fibs, and other acts of deception. And these are lies that are thought to be small, insignificant, and justified. Usually, they're told little white lies to avoid hurting other people's feelings or not offending them. Or when the truth is complicated or uncomfortable or would take a long time to explain. This also includes telling like half-truths or making ambiguous or vague statements or manipulating information through exaggeration or minimizing and withholding information or feelings that might be important for someone else to know. Dishonesty is the act of encouraging people to believe something that is not true. For example, when someone texts you, "Hey, where are you?" when you have a meeting with them or an appointment with them, and you reply, "On my way," when you're really not. Or when a friend or spouse asks what you think of their new outfit or their haircut, and you don't really like it, but you can tell that they're happy with it, so you tell them, "It looks great." Or these little white lies or fibs could be when you say, "I'm fine," when you're really not. Most people are honest most of the time. Research shows that a typical person reports lying only a few times per week, and most of those lies tend to be these little, small, white lies. In this case, people argue that honesty is not always the best policy because you're protecting another person from feeling hurt or that those little white lies really don't hurt anyone. But I think they do. I think they do hurt people. So listen on to find out why I think this. But let's go to why people act dishonest in the first place. Why do people lie? People lie out of concern for others, like we just talked about in the little white lies, out of compassion that they don't want to hurt another person's feelings. People also lie out of the desire for material gain or to improve their self-interest. They gain something from lying. Sometimes people lie out of the desire to maintain a positive self-concept. They lie to feel good or they feel better about themselves when they do. They also lie when the risk of lying is acceptable. So what does this mean? It means when the probability and the consequences of being found out is lower. Like lying is worth the risk. They don't think the truth will be found out, so it's worth it. People also act dishonestly when or lie when they can justify their lies through convincing themselves that they're lying for the greater good, or that they rationalize their lying because other people would do the same thing if they were in this situation, or really, it doesn't matter if they lie or not. So let's just lie. When they think too that even though my words aren't entirely true, I'm not lying. Really? If your words aren't entirely true, what is that then? But people also are dishonest when they fear losing something. So losing integrity, losing the opinion of somebody else, losing a friendship, losing trust in someone. It seems kind of like a misnomer, doesn't it? They lie because they fear they might lose somebody's trust or love. So let's go on to the consequences of lying because we're kind of getting into that already. So, what are the consequences of lying and being dishonest? And how does it affect you and others and your relationship with yourself and others? So, let's start with yourself. How does lying and being dishonest affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically? Well, mentally and emotionally, it takes a lot of energy and effort to remember what you've said, what you've lied about, so that you don't contradict yourself. Really, a dishonest brain is very chaotic and frantic. It is in a constant state of heightened alert, kind of like that fight flight feelings with symptoms of anxiety and concern and worry that you're going to be found out. That you're going to be found in a lie, that you didn't tell the truth. And this also can create a disconnection between who you want to be and who you're becoming by lying. This can also create a lot of stress in our bodies as it's hard to earn the trust back when it's been compromised. It stresses us out. It can diminish our ability to read another person's emotions or relate to other people because we become disconnected to our own feelings. We brush it off and we say it doesn't matter when it really does. And it can really lead to a life that is unfulfilled and never being able to attain satisfaction or even feel free because you're kind of chained in by all these lies. So, how does lying or being dishonest physically affect you? Well, it can create a lot of stress, as I mentioned before. It can create tension and turmoil and disconnection and dis-ease in the body that can come out as physical symptoms, headaches, stomach aches, muscle tension. But it can also increase our body's response system. Like I said, similar to that fight flight mode where we have increased heart rate, we have changes in our breathing, it becomes more shallow and quicker, and we tend to sweat more, and our mouth can go dry, and our voice can shake, and which is actually some of the things that are tested on a polygraph, that whether or not you believe that, but those are truths or lies when somebody uses that, but it's those physical responses that a polygraph is testing. Are you sweating more? Is there changes in your heart rate? Is there changes in your breathing? Those kind of things. But this can also physically affect you in the long term by it can bring on other health problems, including high blood pressure, elevated stress hormones, heart problems, ulcers. Everybody's a little different, but it comes out physically in us. So, how does lying and being dishonest affect how you act or how you behave? So, lies beget lies. Once you start telling lies, it's a lot easier to tell more lies and even bigger lies and being more dishonest in other ways. It can start out as these little white lies and then they become bigger lies. They could be very deceiving. You could go into cheating or fraud or adultery. And where will it end? Then, in order to validate a lie that you told, you have to tell another one. And another one, and another one. And this causes a lot of mental and emotional stress and becomes a very complex situation, a tangled web of deceit and lies, half-truths and cover-ups. That sounds exhausting to me. So let's move on to how lying and being dishonest affects your relationship with others. It can flat out ruin you. It can flat out ruin your reputation, your integrity, and creates a vicious cycle of misunderstandings and questioning. How you do one thing is how you do everything, or how you do another thing. That's what my other people might think. It's that perception that if you lie about this, what else are you lying about? And it's not a question of if your dishonesty will be discovered. It's a matter of when. And when it's discovered, it can destroy you. It can ruin you because lying causes a lot of disconnection, separation, hurt feelings. Others are going to question everything that you have said before and that you say in the future and wonder if it's the truth or not. How can you be trusted? That trust is going to be very, very hard to get back. So I really do think little white lies hurt people, and honesty is the best policy. Lies hurt us. They hurt our integrity. They cause stress within our minds, our body, and our soul, and they hurt our relationship with others and how they think and react towards us. So there's this quote, telling the truth and making someone cry is better than telling a lie and making someone smile. Those little white lies might cause a little bit of hurt feelings for the moment, but if you're being honest, they can trust you to be honest in the future. That smile might not be a smile of acceptance. So, how can you make honesty your best policy? Start by being honest with yourself. Reflect on your behaviors, your actions, your thoughts, and your feelings. And ask yourself these 10 questions. One, where have I been dishonest? Where have you been dishonest with yourself and others? Two, what have I lied about? Include those little white lies, those little deceiving things that you've said, or even anything, the bigger lies, the cheating, the fraud, whatever. What have I lied about? Three, why did I lie? Was it out of fear? What did you gain from lying? Question number four. How did it make me feel? How did it affect me mentally, emotionally, and physically? How was I more stressed because I lied? So, really, how did it make you feel? How did it affect you to be dishonest? Number five, how did lying or being dishonest affect my relationships with others? How did it go? How did they respond? How did they react when they found out you weren't telling the truth, that you were being dishonest? Number six, is there anyone I'm hanging out with that encourages me to lie or promotes dishonesty by lying themselves, or that saying lying doesn't matter? It's no big deal that everyone lies. No one will find out, or just this once won't hurt. It's okay. So who do you associate with that also engages in dishonesty? How do they influence your behavior? Remember, there's a perception of guilt by association. And you are a reflection of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are those people? And how do they influence how you act? So 7, is this what I want to be known for? Is this how I want to act, feel, and how I want others to treat me? So what is it? How do you want others to treat you? How do you want to interact with others? What do you want to be known for? Lying or telling the truth? 8, what are my values? What are your values? Do you value integrity? How important is being true to your word and being honest to other people? 9, who or what are more important? Are the people that love me more important than being dishonest? So really, who is around you? Is there love, concern, and they're earning their respect and trust more important than compromising it? And finally, 10, what are the 5 things I will do to be more honest with myself and with others? So write down actions that you will take to be more honest with yourself and others. Honesty is simple. If it's not right, don't do it. If it's not true, don't say it. Living an honest life should be your best policy. Next week, the moral value is integrity. See you then. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.